We are back here on our volleyball preview show on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. And we're joined here by head volleyball coach of the ESAC Raiders. It is Brenda Ulrich. They are coming off a phenomenal 2021 season, 11-0 in the Twin Lakes Conference, 21-8 overall. Coach, always great to catch up with you.
It's good to be here.
Coach, you know, you guys are coming off probably one of the best seasons you guys have had in quite a while, bringing back a lot of talent as well. Wanted to start off this interview just by talking about how this summer's been going and maybe some scrimmages, if you have had some already.
We have had open gyms, of course, with our new moving into the different location. It's been a little bit hard to do that, but we've had a couple open gyms, so the girls have gotten their hands on the ball a little bit. We also host a team scrimmage camp before the season starts, so we got a chance to get all the girls together and just kind of see what they were doing over the off season, I should say, just kind of touch base again and check that out. They've had their hands on the ball a little bit. We're looking forward to a different year and different things going on in our building, so hopefully everything just kind of clicks out real well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you talk about moving to a new building. You talk about the girls that were in multi-sports. I mean, some of these girls were in softball all throughout the summer. So how did that all kind of go schedule-wise for you? It sounds like kind of a little bit of a nightmare.
It kind of was a little bit. You know, we just kind of gave a little bit of our gym time up for those that needed it, or if there was some meetings that had to happen. The girls were really good about that, and when we could finally all be together again, they've given 100% so far preseason and just really been looking forward to getting things going and getting things back to normal for our neck of the woods, I guess, and they just can't wait to get going and see what this season brings.
Jeff and I actually had the opportunity to see this team a little bit in action at that scrimmage you're talking about over at ESAC. Looked like the girls were really getting back into the swing of things and getting back into volleyball shape. Talk to me just about some of the returners you got coming back, because of course they're going to be in some new positions just due to the seniors that graduated.
They were working really hard. Some of the girls went down to a UNO team camp and an ISU camp. They were able to kind of get some extra swings in over some of the other girls. That turned out really good for them. But we've got some great seniors this year, really trying to make sure that the team stays a team and really working hard to make sure that everything is great for everybody. That includes making sure that everybody does their job on the court and making sure everybody does their work. And it's looking like it's going to be a great season for them. I enjoy having, you know, Greeley has been there all 4 years. She's put in a lot of time and work, and she's looking forward to seeing what her season brings for her senior year. And we also have Mary Bontrager, who's had quite a bit of court time, and she's looking forward to see how that goes. We have Abby Schuneman coming back, and she took a year off, a few injuries and stuff, so she can't wait to get out in the court and keep playing. Kirsten Carroll has been with us too, and she's looking really good. When she gets going on those swings, those go over really tough. We also have Tristan Ludwig, who's our back row, and she's been getting behind the ball quite a bit, just making sure she stays in shape for running all over the court. Mm-hmm. And we have a new face coming back to us. She played for Marilyn Mira's Newell Fonda team, Ella Lynch, and she'll be a senior this year, and she's really, really looking good in that back row. So those are our seniors that are taking the leadership role. And, of course, we've had Jen Ashinger and Kate Vondrak are coming back. They've seen some varsity time in the past, so they kind of know the speed of the game. And Addie Ehler last year stepped in as a freshman and took some swings when Olivia Grody went down. And so she's seen how fast-paced that game can be, and she's coming back looking really good. Kenna Myers getting up there, and she's looking really good at her swings and working on her back row to make sure she can get some good time in on the court. And we just have a lot of other ones, too, that are stepping up their game because they really want to see some court time.
Absolutely. And looking from last season, obviously, undefeated in the conference, a really solid record of 21-8. Looking from last season, I know you probably spotted some things that could have been better for this next upcoming season. So what are some things, just game-wise, you're looking to continue to improve with these girls this season?
I don't know how to answer that one. That was a good one. You know, you always look back and say, shoulda, coulda, woulda, but, right. You know, it's a new team, it's a new year, they've got different things because they've been working in the off-season. Some have played club ball with us, and others have gone to play with different clubs just to bring in something new for them to work on. And I guess our first thing is to get everybody on the same page. I know we don't always play the traditional way when you see us play. It's not always set up like everybody else. We like to keep that individuality, and it does tend to surprise a few people with how we set up and how we want things done. And the girls never fail to learn it. They go through and they may question, why do we do it this way? And once they understand it, they never fail to get it done. So I guess our first hurdle is to get everybody on that same page again and then keep moving forward, work on our talking on the court, work on our getting familiar with each other so we can be comfortable. Mm-hmm. Just being that team that pushes each other up and don't tear each other down. So yeah. I guess that's our first starting blocks that we're going with right now, and then we'll see what hurdles kind of come up over the year.
And it sounds like from what you've been saying is that already that team dynamic and that leadership just amongst everyone is already really good, and we're still, you know, a few weeks away from that first game.
It is. It's doing really good. Previously, you know, we've heard different teams that have torn each other apart, and that's affected their records, their mm-hmm. whole playing. And I this year, I just don't see that. These girls are really good about wanting to do really well, and they want to make sure that the whole team gets to have good, I guess, experiences the whole season long. So, you know, they've started off really strong with that and hoping that carries throughout, just to keep each other, you know, going, challenge each other, but yet always celebrate what they do right.
Talk to me just about some of the teams you're looking or you're going to be going up against here in the first few weeks of competition, and especially kind of touch on that first game of the season.
Well, our first game is always a triangular, so we'll see GTRA and we'll see Nula Fonda. Nula Fonda always is a nice challenge. It's always nice to have somebody, you know, really good to go against. And Maryland always works her girls really hard, and they know their stuff. And so it's really good to have that right away in the season to have a good challenge. And we'll see Pocahontas early on. We'll see towards the middle of the season a little bit of Manson, Northwest Webster. And then also St. Mary's, that's another triangular that we'll do. We do play IKM Manning, and we have a triangular with them this year with also Coon Rapids Bayard. So that'll be a new team for us to kind of get a look at and kind of see what kind of challenges they can give us and see what we need to work on. And it's just really good to get some of that good stuff at the beginning of the season, and then we kind of take a lull. And then towards the end, we come back again with South Central Calhoun, that always is a rivalry for us. Mm-hmm. And then of course Alta Aurelia is another good one that likes to challenge us too. So it's just a nice season to start kind of tough and then get a lull, and then we'll come back in again and go at it again. So
Before we let you go, Coach, just wanted to talk about, you've mentioned a little bit of some of the teams within the Twin Lakes Conference, like South Central Calhoun and Newell Fonda and St. Mary's. What does the conference look like this season, you know, kind of with those teams and from what you've seen so far?
You know, it's always a new season, new outlook for everybody, so it's hard to just predict
right. What
is even going to possibly happen, because honestly, anything could happen, you know. Within a couple points, the whole game could be changed, so.
So, obviously, Coach, we are only a few days at this point away from the season. We want to wish you good luck against that Newell Fonda GTR teams and that TLC Triangular coming up here soon. And, of course, we'll catch up with you all throughout the season.
All right. Thank you so much.